All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Germany. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, girlies and boys. Girlies and the boys.
Why? Why don't the boys have one like girlies?
Because boys are...
Start ends with a Y.
Yeah, that's why.
The yes, boys y'all. Are back in town.
Boys are back in town. And the girls are actually going... Actually, the girl is going back out of town.
The girl is.
The girls
about jet setter, you
back
are.
On road.
We're giving jet setter.
It's giving jet setter, y'all. New week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
Yes, and actually it's not a new week, but we're here.
It is.
It is technically it's a new week. But when you guys hear this, I will actually be in another country. I will be in Europe. Yeah. I am going to Italy for a week.
Are you excited? No, how are you not excited you're going to Italy?
It just hasn't set in yet. Probably because I'm not prepared and, you know, all this stuff. I haven't gotten to that point yet. A piece of me is excited, like, oh, it's new. I'm not excited about the length of the flight.
Right.
I'm going to need to be on a whole edible. I'm going to need to have multiples.
You're going to need, you're going to need to break it up.
Segments.
Do you get to lay down?
No, it's not giving first class. It's not giving first class.
Okay.
That's on my bucket list, but no, it's not. I'm dreading that piece.
Do you have a window seat?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's
good. It's giving window. It's giving window.
Okay.
But yeah, so I and my boo-boo baby are heading over to Italy. He's going to DJ his friend's wedding, and I will be there accompanying him. Date.
Girl in tow.
Date. And it's going to be pretty fun because there's a week of events.
For the wedding?
Yeah, for the wedding. Oh, so when we get there, there's a barbecue or like some sort of like function.
Mm-hmm.
And then a pool party the next day, then the wedding, and then
after party.
Actually, before that, it's a cocktail party.
Mm.
Day before, like cocktail, champagne, toast, and then there's a brunch the day after the wedding.
That's really nice.
And a Tuscany tour in the evening after. So
that's nice.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm glad there's already an agenda, things lined up, so that it's not just like a free for all. But yeah, so I will be there. Pray I come back safely. One piece.
You're gonna come back. You're gonna come back safely.
I know, but still, could you imagine?
You are so annoying. I hate when you do that. You always go to the, hope I make it back. Girl, you'll be back.
But still, I'll be thinking like, Lord, please. Because then you'll be on your own. Honestly, truly.
Germany, enough. Why would you even fucking take it there? That's just so ridiculous to even do.
I'm just saying, it's, you know, I don't want it to happen.
It's not going to happen. You were already going to be in prayer. You're coming back. You need to be thinking.
I am coming back. I'm just saying to lift me up in prayer. Damn, the saints can't rally. Yeah, I mean, put a girl in your prayers. That's all I'm asking. Anyway, I can't wait to come back and tell y'all all about it when I get back.
Are you going to go in a little gondola?
I don't know, Brittany. I have no clue.
She just go with the flow. I would be like, I want to make sure I go on a gondola. I'm like, I know there's an agenda plan, but I have some things.
Like on your bucket list, a gondola?
It's not on my bucket list, but that's just like, if I went to Italy, I would for sure do that because that's what you do when you go to Italy.
Okay.
Ride in a gondola. Now I've ridden in a gondola.
Here in LA. Here in the backyard.
But it's different.
I've been on a gondola ride too.
Yeah, it's different.
Maybe I will.
Yeah,
that I'm the kind of person that'll go somewhere and don't see shit.
Right, which you should.
I'm probably going to do some shopping.
Not every day you go to Europe.
I probably am going to do some shopping. I'm going to hit a store.
Make sure you claim it.
I know. But I also heard that people don't claim it and it's fine.
They don't claim it, but then if you get your bag, gets randomly checked, then that's when it's an issue.
Yeah. But I do want to get it. I want to get a few materials. A material. I'm not going to say for you. Who am I? A material.
Yeah.
I want to get a material. So if you decide, you said you wanted something, you were going to send
I was going to send you with money, but then I started thinking about us being in a recession and me trying to be kind of smart.
Oh.
That's what I started thinking. But my mind can change in a couple days. So we'll see.
It can. A little Louis Gucci Prada. Little Prada bag. And it'll be way cheaper, too. Something to consider.
Not way.
Yes. It's way cheaper.
Like 200?
More than that.
Beloved. Okay, well, in that case, I'll probably send you with...
Give me a couple hundred, multiple hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it should be a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time.
What are you going to do without me?
I don't know, peruse around the city.
Okay.
Peruse around the city, probably do some shopping my damn self because...
That'll be nice. Any plans for the 4th?
Things are coming up and... You know, I need to have my looks together. We're going to be hitting the road again, and the girl needs her looks. And I want to start early with my looks. So I definitely want to just be in the mindset of already looking for a look because I want to be very cute.
Confident, too.
Yeah, like very confident, very cute, very put together.
Yes, yes, yes.
So definitely want to knock that out because the clocks are ticking. My birthday's coming up.
And, you know, she did mention hitting the road. We already told y'all the girls are going on tour. We have a show here in L.A. If you're an L.A. mommy or in the vicinity of L.A., you might want to pull up to the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a blast. There's going to be drinks. There's going to be us. It's giving meet and greet.
It's giving meet and greet. It's giving party vibes. It's giving let's get lit. Mm-hmm. Also have good conversation. It's giving everything that you get here on the show, but in real life, it even better.
Yes, even better. So if you haven't already gotten your ticket, make sure you visit theblackgirlbravado.com. Pick your respective city because we are coming to New York. August 27th, and that's really going to be a party because this girl's birthday is that weekend.
Yeah.
So we really
and I love New York. Yeah, I would be living there.
If it wasn't for me.
I would definitely be living there, so to be able to celebrate my birthday there is just giving me fucking life.
This is her one and only time, so please come out and show her a good one. This is it, y'all. This
show
is
me
the
a
only
good
time.
I definitely want to be showed a good time. Show
yeah,
me.
So visit theblackgirlbravado.com to get your tickets and your things. We also are hosting a retreat in El Salvador.
Yes, we are.
That is beautiful and has so many inclusions that you don't want to miss out on. We are going to actually be hosting workshops. Yes.
We are hosting some very good workshops mm-hmm. that are going to help us just tap into ourselves, enhance our bonds with the girlies at the retreat, but also when we get back home. And maybe you might make a our hope is that you make a great friend or two.
Yes.
Or three on this retreat.
Yeah. And this is a very intimate setting. So it's going to be a great time. I'm super excited, thrilled, pumped to see all y'all in another country. Wow. Baddies.
Imagine that.
It's giving international puss.
It's giving international puss. And we have taken the time to curate the best
experiences
for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All that's on the website. I'm sure it's down in the show notes. Pull up, hop out, air out. We can't wait to see y'all.
Period. So really quick, we're going to read our review of the week.
Yes.
For the girlies who came through and left your ratings and reviews, we appreciate you. This one comes from Rion Jones. She says, "Hey, homegirls, I am finally able to leave a review. New iPhone user here. Don't judge me."
Welcome, girl.
New lady.
You'll never go back.
You're right. Team iPhone to the death. You ladies have really set the bar high. You are such an inspiration. You have contributed so much to my self-growth. I appreciate the authenticity and the dedication you put in each episode. I can honestly say I have learned something from each episode. Keep glowing, growing, and showing us how to adjust our crowns as black queens.
Every time someone says adjust the crown, it just does something to us. Thanks, girl.
Yeah,
really appreciate your kind words. If you haven't already, make sure you rate over on Spotify too.
Yeah.
That's super easy to do. But thank you for pulling up on the girls.
Yeah.
Last week, y'all, we wrapped up our friendship series. Every time it goes, I'm sad. Whenever we close it out.
Yeah, it's gone.
It is gone.
It's gone until next time.
Until next time. The final episode was the Ultimate Girlfriend Gag, where y'all got a chance to send in your questions, your comments, your stories around friendship. And we gave you our honest perspective and just weighed in. You know, we're not therapists. We're not experts. We just come here and dish our little tea and give our little 2 cents.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, actually, I'm not even going to say hopefully. I know y'all found value in that episode. Because y'all also gag over the friendship series. You guys eat it up. You girls. So, if you haven't already, go back, listen to that episode, and let us know what you think.
Yeah. So, we are kicking off a new series here, talking about your second favorite topic, our second favorite topic, relationships.
Mm-hmm.
We never run out of things. We never run out of things to talk about when it comes to these relationships.
Yes.
There's so many things to talk about. And we know that relationships take up a major percentage of our fucking lives.
Yeah. And understanding relationships and the way that we relate to ourselves and others in these dynamics. It's top tier. The self-awareness that you need to operate.
Very,
in a
very, 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 important. Very important.
Yes.
So here we are, new series, Relationships and You. And mm-hmm. we are talking about relationships and your significant others and dealing with difficult family members.
Period.
So we are back with one of your favorites. Am I the asshole?
Drum roll. Tap roll.
Big shoe might be. So here we go. My sister, 20, got out of a terrible relationship and moved in with me and my husband and brought her 5-month-old son. She's dealing with a handful of issues from PPD, which is postpartum depression, to depression.
I asked my husband if he'd be okay with her moving in, and he said absolutely. Not just this, but he was the one who picked her up and brought her home. She stayed for 2 weeks and helped around the house. My husband started complaining about the baby crying, but a newborn is expected to cry, especially at night. He said it causes him stress, although I suggested he put on earbuds. He suddenly told me to forget it, and so I did. Last week, I had to go out of town to attend a friend's funeral without my husband. He said he wanted to stay with my sister to make sure she was okay. I returned home the next day and didn't find her or her baby home. My husband said she had contacted a friend in another town and wanted to move with them and left that morning. He handed me a letter he claimed was from her. This felt so odd, especially after reading the letter. I called her phone many, many times, but turned out my husband found it and said she must have left it behind. I was worried. I had no means of contacting her to make sure she was okay. I contacted relatives, but they knew nothing. Yesterday, I got a call from an unknown number, and it was her. We talked, and she told me she didn't leave on her own, but my husband kicked her out after telling her that she was no longer welcome and she needed to take responsibility for her decisions. I was in shock as she explained that she's not with a friend but at a shelter and she has no money. I waited till he got home and I blew up at him. He admitted he faked the letter and hid her phone, then argued.
The hiding a phone.
Yes. Then argued that it's his house. It's his house too, and he has a say. But he shouldn't have lied to me about my sister and causing her to be homeless. He said I was being unfair and wrong to lash out at him for wanting peace in his home. I went upstairs and refused to argue anymore. I told him I'm going to pick her up tomorrow, and he said he'd change the locks while I'm gone and I won't be allowed to bring her home. I'm thinking of going to a hotel, but he kept saying that I'm letting my sister affect our lives by prioritizing her. But there's a baby involved. My nephew and I can't leave him homeless. I get that it's his house too, but I don't see why he's so against her staying. Edit. He returned home and we started arguing again. I couldn't take it anymore. I'm going to stay at a hotel for tonight. I'm leaving in an hour or so. He is wanting to talk again, but now I'm incredibly overwhelmed and stressed out and need some time by myself. I don't care if he's going to change the locks or not. I'm working on meeting up with my sister as soon as possible so we can talk more openly about what happened and hopefully try to figure something out.
Hmm. Now, this is a heavy one.
There's a lot. This is layered. It starts off with the husband being psychotic.
What?
The faking of the letter the taking of the phone and saying that she went to stay with a friend.
Yeah, the dishonesty, the lies.
That's the first thing that jumped out at me.
Lies!
But as I thought about it more, I'm like, there's a bigger issue here. And that brings us to today's topic. Relationships with your significant other and dealing with difficult family members. How do we handle those the most effectively? Mm-hmm. Because although the husband handled this very poorly, in my opinion, there was a deeper issue that he needed to talk to his wife about so that they can come to an understanding and compromise.
And he missed the opportunity.
He missed it by doing
something. Right. He cut up for sure. So I think you're definitely right. Personally, just in regards to this story, I think it would have been best for them to have clear communication about how long will the sister be here? What will it look like? She does have a small baby. And then after they've established what those ground rules were, inviting her in or making sure they collectively together disclose that to the sister. Mm-hmm. Like, we can offer you a place to stay for 2 months, 3 months, but in this time, we need you to be actively looking for work or a job, you know, like a place to stay, because this can't be a temporary fix. I'm all for looking out for your family, but I also don't believe in doing the self-sacrifice in efforts to do it. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I will be your shoulder to lean on, but bitch, I cannot be your pillar and post. I cannot be your pillar and post. It's only so much help I can give. After I'm no longer helping, I'm actually enabling. You can't stay here. You cannot stay here. So I think that would have helped ease the tension and make it clear, like, what's the goal? What are we working on? Where are we along in this process? Because I feel like if you have a timeline or date, an objective that you're working towards, then it makes it easier to push through.
Right.
you know, like, okay, it's only 3 months. I don't want to hear the baby crying, but I only got 2 more months of this. She gonna leave soon. You know what I'm saying? That's the first piece that I feel like they should have done. That was the error.
Yeah, I agree. They definitely should have had communication about that, making sure that they were on one accord.
Mm-hmm, same page.
So that, you know, it could be communicated to the sister, like you said, and that there's an alliance that remains. Because now, y'all, it's you and him. It's her and the sister against him. And I don't know what he felt. He must have felt like, you know, he was being under attack. Because he said he deserved peace in his home, which I get it. You do deserve peace in your home. But you guys agreed to something with very loose terms, boundaries and guidelines. Yeah. So he needed to communicate what was going on. Yeah. But then I was reading this. Another thought came to my mind that definitely the conversation, if they decided that the sister was going to come, should have taken place. But I'm like, these conversations need to be taking place early on before a situation even presents itself. Like, you know what? What are your thoughts about? I know people can speak hypothetically. Maybe minds will change. But just like a general conversation about how people feel about family members moving in, staying. Because we meet people that have totally different views. Like, you know, my family member can't stay here.
Yeah.
They can't visit when they come in town. They need to get their own hotel room.
Yeah.
Because that can really make people have issues in their relationship. Say you would rather when people come out of town, they get a hotel room. And, you know, just come over for functions, and then go back to their hotel room. While your significant other might be like, no, when the family comes here, they're all here. You know, we're making accommodations for them. There will be no hotel room.
I have two actual stories for that.
What happened?
So my mom is completely on the hell no, nobody can stay here. Everybody get their respective locations and lodging because no.
Yeah.
Come for the function and you actually have to go. You can't stay tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stay on the, when you can get into town, you got to have the check-in and everything scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
She's not that girl.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, on the other hand, girl, he actually did an extendo clip to one of his, to his family.
He's saying, come stay here.
He did. He said, you could stay here. She could stay. And my mom said she actually can't.
See?
My mom shut it down. She said no.
And how did he feel?
He was like, I mean, but it's the same vibe. This is my house too. And my mom said, no, it has to give Queen of Castle. It has to give happy wife, happy life.
Not the Queen of Castle.
My mom said, no. She said, Castle. If you want to be with your family, you can go to wherever they are.
No, not him staying at the hotel.
She did. She said, you can actually stay there. If you are so concerned about your family, your sister, it was Jack's sister.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully she don't listen. I ain't never met her.
I doubt it.
Please. She would be like, see, darling, actually, I'm dishing all of the tea. But anyway, my mom's sister-in-law came into town. And my mom, that's just how she is across the board, though. So it's really nothing to take personally. That's just her vibe.
Her preference.
Her preference is no. Like, their house is like 3-bed, 2-bath. But the main bathroom is like 1 bathroom. The other one is a half bath. So she was like, nigga, we not all about to be in 1 bathroom. Like, this is perfect for Jack and I.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work for a house full of people.
Mm-hmm.
No. So she just told him, like, honestly, if you want to be with your sister when she comes into town, then you guys actually have to get a hotel. And you can come home and hang out and chill. And then y'all both got to go back to the hotel. It's not happening. So I definitely can see how that needs to be addressed because people do have different perceptions. And
definitely.
And also expectations around that. Because his family has the expectation when I come into California, I could stay with my brother because
that's what we've been doing before.
They always
y'all
do that.
Right.
Exactly.
Especially when you get married older.
Exactly.
It's like I've been coming over
for 20 years.
Right. So now what's going on? You're telling me I can't pull up and you have the space.
It's giving no.
But I think the communication always needs to be between the two significant others to make sure you're on the same page. Now that can be very hard, especially if people are feeling just as like your mom feels very strongly. Jack is pretty adaptable and compromising, but she could be dealing with somebody who's like, you know, I'm an alpha now. I'm the king of the house.
He did have a feeling about it because he was like, what am I supposed to tell my family when I, like, this is the rapport that I've established with my family. My mom was like, you have a wife. That's exactly what this don't work no more. You're not living by yourself no more.
That's true.
That's not the vibe. So definitely an issue. And I feel like I have that same sort of energy. Like, I don't.
You definitely have CC's energy more than you think.
What the fuck?
It's not a bad thing. You just do.
Anyway,
the way I sat on the couch and she be making it not touch the wall, I'm like, what did I do? What did I do?
Anyways, and I can also say for my relationship,
mm-hmm.
Andres is from a Hispanic, Latin, however you want to call it. He's Colombian. His family's Colombian. Mm-hmm. And they have a very tight familial bond, especially with the parents. That's really what I want to say.
Yeah, they have it culturally.
Culturally, they're locked in with their parents. So his aspiration has always been, I'm going to look after my mom. I'm going to take care of my mom. And I love my mill. I truly do. I love her. But our understanding of what life will look like once we are living together and married is that I personally would not want to live with a parent. It's not the fact that it's your mom. It don't matter whose mom it would be. Not my mom, not Jack, not your mom. I don't prefer that. Mm-hmm. Not in this very early stage of our adulthood. If it was giving 50, 60.
You're 50 and 60?
My. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. My. I definitely would have to be outside of my 40s unless, God forbid, some sort of medical, you know, there was a medical issue or some sort of health issue that required him to step in that way. Then, of course, I would not
be like, no, she got to go to a home.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Right. You know, it just would be contingent on what the resources look like.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not my preference. I don't prefer to have a house full of able-bodied adults just all chilling together. I don't.
Right.
I value the intimacy that we have in the home together as a couple. And I don't. That changes when
that
you introduce
changes the dynamic drastically.
Yeah, when you introduce new,
especially with a mother and her son.
Yeah, and her they son. Are tight. They are tight, and I love that. I love the way he loves his mom. I love the way she loves me.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way I love her. But just for my own, it's giving up here. Mental health.
Yeah,
mental health. I just like it to be
one queen, one castle.
One
queen.
Okay, because then we be sharing the crown. We're going to do, I got the crown MWF and then you got a TTS. So it's giving a dialysis schedule.
No.
That's the dialysis. That's truly it. I'm taking it off. It's your turn. I'm not doing that. And yeah. It wouldn't, and it's not, like I said, it's not exclusive to her. It's just how I feel across the board. I would not want my mama to come in because she got her way about her.
Right.
And that's also why, as two adult women, when I moved back home to pay my student loans off, I quickly realized, there are not
you
two
need
queens.
To be on your own.
Two queens don't exist in one castle. It don't happen. And I had to bow down.
Of course you did.
I actually did not have a crown on anymore,
you
guys.
You didn't. Your peasant status.
Exactly. It gave here you are. And I had to submit to my mother because she ran it. It's giving girl. I'm the alpha here.
Right.
I got the dominant female energy. So feminine energy. So. Yeah. And that's it becomes a pool that I just don't want to be involved in. I just don't. So it's definitely imperative to consider what do we see
for our future. These our conversations future. Are imperative. I, too, am on the same page with that. And luckily, I'm dating someone Black who has pretty much the same.
You know how we feel about
the same cultural values. It's not that he doesn't want to take care of his mom because he definitely wants to take care of her. Like he takes care of her however he can.
Mm.
But she's outside of the home, right, you know, she's right. In her own home and you're given the resources and that's fine with me as mm-hmm. long as it wouldn't affect our household to where we're struggling.
Yeah, I don't because, want that either.
Right. But those conversations definitely have to be had because you don't know how people think.
You don't.
You do not know how people think and it can really cause some issues. I have heard many of stories where parents have been just so complicated to where it wears and tears on the relationship. That can be okay without the difficult parent or other family member.
When somebody's parent, role models, parental figures don't like me, it's giving fuck you. I don't stick around.
You know, I stuck around, but I was just so young, and we've mentioned this before, but I was just so young that I just didn't think about that in the grand scheme of things. Mm-hmm. And eventually she was starting to come around, but it was too late. But in my mind, I was thinking, you don't gotta like me because I'm not fucking you.
But
it makes it less harmonious. But we were still so young that we weren't doing like the meshing of worlds.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't really affect me too much because I'm like, we really have to cross paths. But once children get involved and, you know, you guys are doing more things together, I can see how that can definitely be a headache because it's like, why are you making my life more complicated?
Right.
And you're a permanent fixture. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I've I've never had an issue with somebody's parents. Once. And when that happened, I told y'all already.
I said the grandma.
I said, nigga, we are not going to make it. Because your grandmother don't like me. And she's also, the bitch is disrespectful.
Yeah.
She was a bitch. And I don't really like to get down with my elders like that. But she was not cool. She was very mean to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, girl, I was young at the time. I'm like, why would you be mean to a young queen?
To a child.
A little queen. Exactly. I'm like, girl, I'm 19. Why are you being a hoe?
Yeah.
Little hoe ass grandma. I'm like, I hate it here.
I know there are some women. I'm sorry.
No. And then I was going to say, and then I've been in these dynamics where I'm super cool with the mom. Like, even in a younger relationship, the mom and the dad, I'm over there spending the night, sleep, getting, taking my shower, walking out. God. Good morning. It's giving all of that.
Good morning.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I'm because at the time my ex's house was close to Dominguez. I would stay over there, go to school from there. You had to go into the main house to shower.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, good morning, y'all. Good morning, Cliff. Good morning.
Right.
Good morning.
Hey.
It would keep the dog sometimes. It was a vibe.
It just, yes, definitely.
And I live for the vibe.
I live for the vibe, too.
Yeah. I don't want it to be rigid around
like
the
me, like the dog.
Yeah, like
we both
us
need
all.
To be liked because we both need to be cared for.
Exactly. Everybody.
Everybody does. But
I love a familial vibe.
I know there's some women who don't even date men who have sisters because sometimes the sisters be trying to come in as a second person causing you turmoil in the relationship because it's like, my brother, I'm overprotective of my brother. Listen,
Hold
you're not doing
brother.
The things that I do for your brother.
Period. Period. And if you do, I don't want them. I don't want them. So, I don't want them if y'all getting down like that, girl. Keep them.
Something is wrong with you.
Keep them. Keep them.
Something's wrong with you.
Me?
Yes.
Or them? No. Them.
Both. Them. It's something's wrong with both.
It's giving them.
But I couldn't imagine that because it's like, you know what? Well, now you, if it's a sister, now we can knuck and buck.
Yeah, bitch. It's giving meet me outside.
Yeah, it's giving that. But I've heard of situations where sisters have caused issues.
I've never dated anyone with a sister.
Me either. Wait. I have.
Aren't you currently dating someone with a sister?
Yes.
Right.
I am. She's sweet. Okay. She's sweet.
I've never dated anyone with a sister.
I've dated somebody else with a sister, but I didn't meet her. So I barely met him.
Okay.
Liar, devil in sheep's clothing.
I never knew you.
Right.
I never knew
well,
you.
Well, yeah, I have. I've never had any issues from siblings, but most of the people have brothers and they be cool.
Yeah, the brothers are always easy.
Yeah, the brothers.
People probably think like that about me and my sister. Like, the bitch got a sister. She do.
Hypocrite.
She do.
Germany, you're the difficult sister. Mirror. You're the difficult sister. Germany gives people a hard time. Honey. She gives them a hard time.
Girl, it's because I could read it. I could read a devil. I could read him. I'm like, bitch, I see the smoke actually coming off of you. I see your little tail.
Oh, my God.
And horns. I'm like, it's giving devil. I can read people well. I'm like, she actually has a red
Germany, don't be the devil, the difficult family member.
No, they actually be having a red, complete red outfit underneath their clothes. I'm like, nobody sees her devil outfit. Hell, I'm like, underneath that wig, there's horns. She gonna snip that lace. Whatever solution y'all be using to rub the lace off, she's gonna apply that and horns will appear.
Yeah.
That's what it's giving. And I'm like, see, I told you. I told you she was
no but
good.
You've admitted before that you...
Hold on. Let our engineer fix the sound. Welcome back.
You've admitted before that you already come in with a guard up.
I do. I come in hot.
But you don't want people to give you that energy.
Mm-mm.
You want everybody to come with a guard down. But
okay, so
is
this
up.
Is the thing. It I can't admit, yeah. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. And it's also because I'm very protective. If people were protective of their person, I would understand it. I would just be like, okay, they're protective, girl, fine. Get to know me and realize I'm really the baddest, sweetest thing that he has. Okay. If it's not going to get proved, but if you need to see, get a load. Get an eyeful. But with my sister, yeah. With my people, it's definitely that. Yeah. Yeah, I'm giving, hold on, I got my eye on you, bitch.
Done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At this point, if there's
and they never make it across.
At this big age, though, if there's a difficult family member, that's almost a deal breaker for me. I know we have some tips and suggestions for how you can deal with a difficult family member, especially if you're already in some shit and it's not new and you can't exit stage left.
Mm-hmm.
But I think outside of like family members being difficult to where they're just like mean, because that's one way, just not having their shit together mm-hmm. can make it a difficult family member. That's a thing. Like, you know, if you have a family member who, of course, these familial.
When you say not having your shit together, does that mean relying on the other person or the family member for resources?
Yes.
Yes. That's like what this instance.
Exactly. Because this is something that we do have to take into consideration. Although we are present and very active in our significant other's lives, these familial relationships were here before we got here.
Right.
So to expect a complete shift, drop, fuck you, whatever.
It's not
especially
happening.
If there were some systems already in place, is hella unrealistic, because it's like we were doing this before I met you. This is my family. I love and I care about them too, and I know there's a hierarchy which can be flipped and tumbled mm-hmm. and I think that's a conversation that we can have. What's your hierarchy?
I'll be asking that tonight.
What's your hierarchy?
Where do I stand?
How do you prioritize? Like, most people or a lot of people are like spouse, kids, family. Mm-hmm. What would yours be?
Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, but with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this: you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
Married or unmarried? Because that changes things.
And you know, I had that conversation too. I'm like, my priorities change based on title.
Yeah.
I'm not prioritizing
level of commitment.
Yes.
Yeah.
So unmarried. Let's do both. Unmarried and married.
Unmarried. Unmarried.
Spouse, family. Do you consider friends family? Or do you want to put friends separate?
No. They can go together. For the sake of this, they can be separate.
Okay, so spouse, kids, friends.
Why are we saying I don't even have
okay,
kids?
Okay, spouse, friends, family.
It would probably give let's context. Prioritize based on situation, circumstance. Because there's different times where I might have to show up for my spouse where my family might gotta take the back burner, like family night. If family night is happening and Andres calls and says, hey, I need you to do this, this, and it's more important, it's more pressing, then I'm gonna have to pull up on my family or call my mom and be like, I can't come to family night. So that's also something to consider. It's not always going to be but I don't even think I could categorize it. I don't, considering that, it's circumstantial. It's situational. It's case by case.
I honestly feel the same way, too. I feel like it's interchangeable.
Yeah. It rotates.
In my mind, everybody's kind of even.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's interchangeable based on the need at the time.
Yes.
But some people have it set in their mind, like, no matter what, you come first. And I'm like, oh, okay.
And that is problematic for me.
Yeah.
That's problematic for me. And that's likely why I dated someone before. And that was their mindset. That's not my mindset. And we did not align.
Their mindset was you come first. And they should
come
first.
We come first for each other. Yes. It very much so gave nigga married no ring. I'm like, hold on. How am I dropping everything to be here with you? And it's not giving that for me.
I said the same thing, but then men are like, well, how am I supposed to know that I should marry
you? I guess you don't. You ain't gonna never find out if we going that route. You gotta know a different way. We gotta use something else as a measuring
stick.
Another qualifier.
Another marker.
Because that's not gonna be it for me.
Yeah.
That's not gonna be it for me. Now, I can see if marriage came into play and it is kind of like, it's still always gonna be the same for me. I'm not even gonna act like that's gonna be a difference. It will always be the same. It will always be the same for me. It will. If my husband needs me, then of course I'm going to be there.
Right. I definitely, in my mind, in my world, the priorities change depending on the situation. Things happen. Now, I know it works differently when you're in a household and it's like husband, kids, and all that.
Yeah, but that's day to day.
That's the day to day.
That's the day to day stuff, which is different. I ain't struggling or dealing with that. Not a struggle.
Not struggling.
I'm not dealing with that. I'm not struggling.
So we saw this article that I think offered some great suggestions on how to deal with a difficult family member. Again, if you're in this and you're like, you know what, this is running me low, because we don't want you to have to end something that you don't want to end. If it's just a matter of conversation and figuring out, like, you know, how to navigate this space. So the first one is to choose your words carefully. Again, these familiar relationships have been in place before you came into the picture. People are really sensitive when you get to talking about
their families,
their family.
They truly are.
So you can't be coming in hot like, what the fuck? You know, using words that are disrespectful. Yeah. They ridiculous. This is silly. She needs to get her shit together. Yeah. Just be mindful.
Like when I call that nigga's mom or grandma a bitch.
Did you tell him?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
You said your grandma's a bitch.
I said, your grandma's a bitch, and this is why we will not be together. This is why we cannot be together. This is truly why. I said, it's giving, she's a bitch. What? She's a runner. She's a bitch.
This takes a lot of maturity, because when we're worked up and we feel the way we feel and our lives are being affected, and I'm speaking for myself, I know the way I'm coming at you is like, what is going on?
Yeah.
What is going on here? But we have to take the mature route and be like, you know what? Let me try to present this in the most careful way possible.
Yeah.
So that what I'm trying to say is actually received well, and we can make some progress.
Can be found.
Yes.
Managing the tone, all of it. Come correct, babes. So another tip.
Because if somebody started talking about my mom, I would be like,
it's not going to be good. It's not going
to
be.
Oh, you know what? This happened to me before.
What?
One day I was talking with someone I was dating. We were in a relationship and I didn't like the way that I didn't like his argument style. I felt like it was a little too turned up for me, like getting almost anger management vibes, like getting a little too heated. And I'm pretty calm. So I was like, I don't know why I said, no, did your parents used to?
This wrong time. Read the room. Wrong
I said,
time
did your parents argue a lot?
Wrong time for that.
When you were younger? Girl, he turned up talking about, you talking about my parents? Blah, 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 blah. Going in, and he was like, well, he said something like, that's why your mom not married. And I said, then I turned up. I said, now, what, you're not about to talk about my fucking mama? Have you lost your fucking mind? Because I wasn't even coming at you like that. I was just trying to get to the solution.
Roots.
The roots of why you feel like you have to argue like this. Girl.
Not him pulling Connie into it, the drag.
He pulled Connie into it, and I was like, don't talk about my fucking mother. She was married at a point. She's not married by
she
choice.
She chose to get out.
She's not married by choice. Fuck you.
Right, right.
But don't that was it. That and that was not the time.
Yeah.
That wasn't the time. That should have been brought up in a place where we were not in the heat of an argument.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I could have gotten a little inquisitive. But also know who you're dealing with. If the manager is not mature, then you probably, I didn't even need to start trying to therapize.
Yeah, he wasn't ready to go down that. It wasn't giving open, honest, hot. What is it? Honest, open, and transparent.
Yeah,
it wasn't
no,
that time
it was
time
giving
for that.
Cold as ice.
Yeah, ice cold. Alpha. Anywho, next, next tip is to spell things out. So that's being very direct, explicit, not beating around the bush, having real hard evidence or situations where you could say, your family makes me feel like this. Or, hey, you know, the last week when we pulled up on your mom, she did this and it made me feel uncomfortable. She made us this underhand tone or, I mean, what is it called? Underhand comment?
Backhanded
comment. This, you know, where people can actually, you can draw, they're already going to be resistant to what you have to say because these are their loved ones. This is their family you're talking about.
Right.
But perhaps if you have evidence, hard evidence, receipts, this is how I feel, they can empathize with you and maybe be mindful and take account of when you are in these type of situations, they'll start to look for it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you say when we go to see my mom, she's not warm with you. She's right. Not welcoming. She never gives you a hug. She might talk badly about you. Next time we go, I'm going to keep my antennas up and peep it. And then I can have a real conversation with my mom and be like, yeah, when we come over, you don't be giving my boo-boo the same energy or the vibes.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Yeah, and like, so the allowing them the information that they need to really bring it to, because in my opinion, that's the person who's responsible to bringing it to their family's front door.
Yeah, and they also might not see it the way you see it.
Yeah.
At all. They might be Ray Charles to it. But, I mean, your experience is real. Your feelings are valid.
Right.
Nigga, hear me, see me.
Please, because I need to feel safe in this relationship. Period. And I'm your family now, too. So what are you going to do about it to help me out? Because this is your fucking family.
And avoid being passive aggressive, too, about it.
Definitely.
Like, you don't, if your issue is that someone is not being, how, whatever your issue is, don't try to counter it with like, well, you know, your mama's a trip anyway.
Yeah.
You know, the little messy boo. Yeah. Like, oh, I hate going to your mama house. We going to your family house.
Yeah.
Let me prepare myself for this.
Right.
You know, it's giving all that. Like, do we have to go to have Thanksgiving over there? Because, you know, your mom be, your right. daddy be acting like he don't really fuck with me.
Right.
It got to just give. This is my issue.
Right.
When we go there, I don't feel invited. I don't feel welcomed. I don't feel like, you know, it's giving what it's supposed to give.
Right.
Yeah.
And that brings us to our next tip that I think is very important. Approach it as a team. Mm-hmm. We have to keep at the forefront that the most important thing is this relationship, right? Mm-hmm. Like, to us. That's why we're bringing up these issues and not just dipping, because you value the relationship and you want it to work. However, there are some outside forces causing tension.
Yeah.
So approach it as a team and try to come to an agreement where we're in alliance with this. You know what I'm saying? I feel safe. I feel heard. I feel seen.
You're validating my experience.
Exactly.
And you're not cutting me down just because you want to stand. You got to choose. Now that you do got to choose. Who are you in alliance with? Whose team are you on?
Right. Because I think if we know that the difficult family member is clearly in the wrong and is being difficult, that's not a hard decision to make. It's not saying fuck the difficult family member, but don't say fuck me.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If you know your mother makes things difficult, she does things she shouldn't be doing, she's saying comments, she's moving weird, you already know what the vibe is.
Period.
And you love me and you want me to be here, you have to take it to your mother's front door and let her know, hey, mom, it's not cool.
Yeah.
Now, what if I was fucking up your husband, your man, your whatever? How would you feel if I was making your relationship and your life difficult? But you get to do whatever you want to do, but you're causing issues in our home.
Because you the mama.
That's not cool.
Mm-mm.
Get
Mm-mm.
your shit together.
Period.
Miss Jackson.
Lord. No, you didn't. Yes. Yes. Echoing all
And
that.
I really feel, I mean, that happens with all cultures, but I'm more familiar with the Black culture. The Black mother has to know how to let it go. Hmm. Let the son fly.
I think that's a lot of the mamas. Okay. I only dealt with one Black mama.
Really?
The two.
Melting pot.
Two, yeah.
It's the mothers with sons. Let's just say mothers with
yeah,
sons.
Yeah, it's the mothers.
The mothers it's the with mother-son sons, because the mothers with daughters, they let us go prematurely.
Period. Bye, girl. Get a period. Bye. You out of here.
They'd be like, get out of here.
Yeah.
I personally would be encouraging my son to go into something healthy. Yes, son. Show up over there because you can't stay here.
Yeah. This is, yeah. 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 I don't know what I would do with my son. I don't know. I don't want to think about it.
I think you might turn into the difficult. I'm just, I'm just kidding.
I don't need a son. That's probably why I need a daughter.
Really? Yeah.
I think so. Son might be too much for me. It might be too much for me.
Why do you think it'll be too much?
I don't know. I just always feel like I don't like it when people feel like they're trying, like when I can tell that they're trying to impress me or win me over. I hate that.
And that definitely is a vibe when you have sons.
And it's definitely a vibe when people are coming into your relationship. You know what? I can say that I don't approach people's family members like that. I don't go in trying to be super chatty. I don't go in trying to win them over. I just go in and exist. I just be myself. If I can be helpful, I'll be helpful. But I don't be like...
Me either.
I don't do that.
I don't do that either.
And I've noticed that that's probably why I have a low-key wall up when my sister brings people around. Because they come in hot. I'm like, girl, I don't build relationship like that. Inauthentically. And that's what's going to be, can I tell your sister? Don't tell your sister nothing. Actually, she can tell you.
I can't hear anything that's being told to the sister.
Yeah, it actually turns into Helen Keller. And then I'm reading Braille. I mean, I'm feeling Braille. Girl, stay over there. You're doing a lot. You're doing a fucking lot.
Yeah, I feel you. I definitely show up in a similar way. I just be myself. And if you like it, that's great. And if you don't, I didn't do anything.
Over time, you'll see parts of my personality come out. You'll see the helpfulness of my personality. You'll see the kindness. You'll see the sweetness. You'll see the humor. You know, there will be times for me to exercise all of the components and the characteristics of my personality. I'm not coming in immediately like, hey, y'all. It don't give that.
Right.
It never does. It'll give, I'm sitting here, hey.
Hey, yeah, having a little conversation.
And yeah, and then people be doing a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think that's it.
Yeah. So if you are dealing with a difficult family member or keeping you lifted in digital prayer, because that can be tough. But yeah, that's all we got to say. Don't do no things like this. This was weird.
He was completely wrong.
He was weird. And I don't think I would be a little apprehensive of dealing with him because your capability is sick. Writing fake letters, taking her phone.
That was very,
it's evil.
That was premeditated.
It's giving, did you ever watch that movie? She faked her death to be done with her husband.
I think so. Did she change her hair? Yes, I've seen it. She changed her hair. She cut it all off. She went blonde. And then she was resting by a pool. And somebody who lived in a trailer came next door and they found her. They slapped her in the face and they took her money. And she was on. Yeah, I seen that movie.
It was a good movie.
I seen that movie. I can't remember. It's called Gone Girl.
No. Gone Girl.
Gone Girl. That's Ben Affleck.
Yeah, that's some
she
Gone
faked
Girl.
Her death and said that he killed her.
Her, yes. Mm-hmm. And was plotting it all this time, writing notes about difficulties and shit.
Yeah.
That's some Gone Girl type shit. And I don't fuck with that. If you, you that's giving Gone Girl. Mm-hmm. And now you have to Gone Boy.
Yes.
So I'm excited about this series. We're going to be getting into some different types of relationship topics. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you girlies and boys enjoy it.
Yeah.
We're going to leave on that note.
Bye, y'all. Love you.
Bye. We'll be right back.